Any other comments, members, on the reports? All right, thank you. Thank you. Any other business? My apologies, KY. I was just trying to break my record for time. Sorry. KY.
Quick report. the Task Force on Waterland Interface met for the 17th time on the 20th of September. And basically, the Task Force discussed one item. There's a review on berthing and shelter space for local vessels in Hong Kong. There's a review on the Typhoon Shelter, where the Marine Department update members on the result of a report on assessment of Typhoon Shelter space requirement 2015 to 2030. The conclusion of that report was there will be sufficient space to cater for all demands up to 2030. But of course, members then did notice that when they are totally, they are, normally you take the total is sufficient. There are two typhoon shelters which has always been underutilized. There's a Heilin Chau typhoon shelter and then a Yim Tiam Chai typhoon shelter. So members did caution that that may end up having congestions or inadequacy in other typhoon shelter, which is of course more convenient. Obviously the study actually noticed the underutilization and proposed that to provide private moorings and additional support facility, at least two less popular typhoon shelters. Yet again, members also take into account that A, these are so distant from the urban area, and B, in case Hong Kong decide to proceed with the development of the East Lantau metropolis, that means the Heilin Chau typhoon shelter will be reclaimed. So these are the issues that will draw to the attention of Marine Department. Members also discussed the future use of Kwun Tong typhoon shelter. Of course, this is close to the heart of members, bearing in mind this is within the Kai Tak area. And some members actually have concerns that the current administrative measure to actually designate certain areas in Kai Tak typhoon shelter for exclusive mooring of non-personal vessel that will keep the personal vessel out of the typhoon shelter. And that may not be most supportive to water sports use of that area for water sports. But on the other hand, of course, there are members who support that, given the tray, the working vessels, they should be given priority after the public cargo working basin, public cargo working area ceased to operate. And that, of course, was several years ago when we converted into the Kwun Tong Promenade. And so there were actually mixed views. But at the end, in response to members' questions, Marine Department, they are very aware of the need to develop water sports and the co-use of Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter, and they are willing to adopt possible measures as long as within the current framework. But at the same time, and it's understandable, at least to me, that Marine Department, of course, have to also consider the need of the trade. And it's a matter of balancing between the trade and the personal vessel stakeholders to make best use and accommodate the needs on both sides, or from both sides, actually. Okay. So there wasn't actually a lot of conclusive, but it was actually the problem was raised and quite a bit of discussion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Any questions of KY? Please, yes.
Chairman, obviously no minutes for that meeting yet seen, and the summary, I think the summary doesn't point out the fact that the Marine Department, which conducted this study, is quite conflicted in making its recommendations of going forward. 99% of its income is derived by commercial. It has no interest to support the pleasure vessel at all. And I think, and that's why in the meeting I asked myself, is it really right for the Marine Department to make the recommendations? They are conflicted. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it was said commercial is important and pleasure vessels is nice to have but non-essential made very clear that the point was missed. I think for us in the harbour and for Hong Kong as a whole, the not only the economic impact of pleasure vessels, but also the non-measurable effect of water sports and water leisure activities is extremely important and is not taken into account when making these recommendations. And I'd just like to emphasize that again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll put that on record. Thank you. Paul?
This would mean for me a comment on both the Land Water Task Force discussion that I missed, but I've read the study report, and the Kung Tong, the Kai Tak Task Force, that also had a presentation on the future use of that water. In the Kai Tak Task Force meeting, a plan was presented for the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter, which shows two areas of water designation. One area where it would be fishing vessels would be excluded, and another area which would be for water sport activities, which means you can't moor vessels there. So the entire Kung Tong, all the pressure vessels are basically pushed out of the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter according to that plan. Now, I would invite all the members to have a look at Kung Tong today. The entire Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter is filled with pressure vessels. So I don't know whether the Marine Department has informed the public of Hong Kong that we are no longer going to have pressure vessels in Kung Tong in the future, and what the reasons for that is. I think that the Marine Department owes an answer in terms of the moorings available in sheltered water and the number of pleasure vessels in Hong Kong and what will be done with the gap. And then in terms of the gap, whether they really think that Hei Ling Chau is an appropriate location for pleasure vessels which are unmanned. During regular days, we do not see working vessels in the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter except for barges that would approach the carry go-down or the go-down owned by Wheelock. There are no others in the shelter there except for pleasure vessels, for which the commercial trade is very happy to take their money for tying up the pleasure vessels to the commercial pontoons, which are moored to the sea bottom with heavy anchors, and they are happy to take the money. As a result, if you want to put your pleasure vessels in the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter, you pay an exorbitant fee of $20,000 to $30,000 a month instead of the normal mooring rates for private mooring that we have in Hong Kong of $4,500. So only very rich people can afford this, and the trade makes a dosh out of it. So I'm not sure why government continues to disregard the interest of the pleasure vessels, but I'm sure that the Marine Department has excellent explanations why that's been done. Only during inclement weather the commercial operators want to use the typhoon shelter because they are close by, and the Nau Tau Kok MTR station is very close by. And then we also see a lot of visiting fishing vessels, Chinese flag carrying fishing vessels using it, who could easily be in Hei Ling Chau instead of coming all the way in the harbour. But of course, 7-Eleven MTR is closer by, so that's what they want. So it seems that the priority of the Marine Department is misled, and I think that this committee should strongly oppose any suggestions that any pleasure vessels, through administrative means or otherwise, is banned from the access for any waters in the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter. And I think that the pleasure vessel owners are currently not aware of this potential arrangement, but I think that they should and they should be made aware of it, that this is an absurd plan from the Marine Department to ban them from the Kung Tong Typhoon Shelter. And I hope, and I invite everybody today to have a close look at what's there today.
Yes, please. Yeah. I mean, you may not be able to give a full answer today, but respond initially if you can.
I need to make some clarification about the meeting on the 20 September. I would like to record that in that meeting, I have answered to sorry, okay.
Isla.
For his misunderstanding about MD is considered pressure vessel is nice to have. I already explained in that meeting that MD do not have any view that pressure vessel is nice to have. As reported by the chairman of the task force, MD would adapt all possible measures to implement the concept of co-use of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter. And that's why MD, knowing that there is a conflict between the pressure vessel and the working vessel, and the working vessel mainly used the typhoon shelter during the typhoon periods. That's why MD reserve about 40% of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter for non-PV purpose. MD proposal, maybe I have to clarify Paul's misunderstanding that MD has no proposal to ban pressure vessel to moor inside Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter. Indeed, MD only reserve part of the outer part of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter for working vessel, and that can help to implement the co-use of Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelters, because working vessel usually not staying in the typhoon shelter in normal days. And that's what I want to clarify at this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Paul,
I don't know. Noted
this offline.
No, I'm not offline. For Ted, we can get back to this in another meeting that we have to, and I suggest we get back to this in a CARTEC meeting, but I hope that the questions are going to be raised. But Marine Department will have to explain how many more vessels we can moor in Kwun Tong when they properly fore and aft moorings instead of the current anchorage area. It's a highly inefficient use, and given the shortage of moorings for pleasure vessels in Hong Kong, it is basically an absurd arrangement that we are allowing only anchorage and not proper moorings with fore and aft, so we can stack it and we can get as many ships in it as possible at all times. And that's the current not the arrangement. So, and a pleasure vessel banned for 40% together with the EKEO plan for the remainder for water sports activities means basically you have a full ban for the use of the area by pleasure vessels.
Okay, Christine, Roslyn, can you alert Vincent that use of that waterway is still a topic for discussion? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments, members? No? All right.